South Africa's highest court has unanimously ruled that all parents of newborns are entitled to equal parental leave, a landmark judgment hailed as a major victory for gender equality and family rights. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Under the current law, mothers are granted 4 months of leave, while fathers receive just 10 days. In its ruling, the Constitutional Court declared parts of the legislation unconstitutional, calling it discriminatory against fathers, and ruled that both parents may now share the granted leave however they choose. This is a groundbreaking step for equality, family well-being, and the future of fatherhood in South Africa, said Stambiso Fakati, founder of Single Dads Network. In 2023, a lower court found certain sections of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, BCE, Act and the Unemployment Insurance Fund Act, UIF, unjust and ruled that they violated the rights of various family structures. The Gauteng High Court then ruled that the law unfairly treated types of parents differently regarding the length of parental leave and unemployment benefits received. The case was brought to court by a married couple, the Commission for Gender Equality and others, who sought to address the unfair societal burden placed primarily on mothers, highlighting that parenting responsibilities should be shared. The petitioners argued that the current legislation unfairly discriminated against parents who were not the birth mother, specifically, fathers, adoptive parents, and parents of children born to surrogates, by granting them only 10 days of parental leave, while the birth mother received 4 months. Delivering the ruling on Friday, Justice Zukiza Chiki said that both parents should be entitled to share the available days as they saw fit, describing the current law outdated and one which unfairly burdened mothers and excluded fathers. The protection of birth mothers to the exclusion of other parents has the unfortunate consequence of perpetrating the assumption that women are, and should be, the primary caregivers of children. The father is marginalized and deprived of the opportunity to involve himself as a parent in the upbringing of the baby during the early stages of life, she added. Justice Chiki said the ruling was not only about gender equality but also about protecting the dignity of families, emphasizing that the ultimate focus of the court's decision was the well-being of children. The unequal treatment not only marginalizes parents but also deprives children of the opportunity to be with their caregivers during a crucial period of nurturing and adjustment to their new environment. The petitioners welcomed the ruling, while legal experts warned that the decision would have far-reaching implications for employers, who will need to adjust their current leave policies to comply with the judgment. The essence of the case is that it highlights the need to provide equal parental leave benefits, recognizing that nurturing a child is a shared responsibility, Tsietsi Shuping from the Commission for Gender Equality SIAD. He said the current law did not reflect evolving societal norms around parenting. Labour lawyer Patrick Deal told state media that the judgment was a positive and expected outcome for parental rights in the country. The court has suspended its declaration of invalidity for 3 years, giving Parliament time to amend the current laws to align with its judgment. In the meantime, parents will be entitled to decide how they want to share the 4 months and 10 days of leave. If only one parent is employed, that parent may take the full leave allocation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.